Good morning. A low pressure wave across parts of the mid-Atlantic will track off the eastern seaboard today. This low will track well off to our south, bringing the northernmost shield of precipitation into the region this morning, mainly in the form of some light snow across parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England, where a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow will fall, with the higher accumulations falling across the higher terrain. The rest of the region could see a few flurries or light snow showers, but little, if any, accumulation as the low moves away. High pressure will build in temporarily tonight, drying things out as temperatures drop back into the teens and 20s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where the fast jet stream flow will push a couple of weak disturbances through the area both on Wednesday and Thursday, with flurries and scattered snow showers, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, before things dry out again on Friday. And yet another system will head our way for the weekend with snow and rain showers as temperatures climb through the 30s and into the 40s by Sunday and Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories are out for parts of northern West Virginia, the mountains of western Maryland, and all of southeastern Pennsylvania. That wave of low pressure will move across the mid-Atlantic region, producing relatively light rounds of precipitation. Mainly 1 to 3 inches of snow will fall in these areas, with localized amounts of up to 4 inches by the time the snow winds down during the latter portion of the afternoon. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Wadisham, United Kingdom, at 9:42 a.m. yesterday. The last report of hail was at Tajima, Japan, at 7:19 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog, 7 above 0, with a west wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 27, 78% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.25 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Corpus Christi, Killeen, and Junction, all in Texas, to a low of 11 below zero at Fauston, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, light snow, about an inch, with highs in the lower 40s, Boston, rain and snow showers in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 25, the average temperature 35, that's 1 degree below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, that in the form of snow, just 0.1 inch of snow for the month and for the season. There were 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month 672 and 1158 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low 28. The record high 66 in 1896, and the record low 8 above 0 in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 7:02 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m. 9 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy, with flurries and snow showers today in the mid-30s, though closer to 30 across the mountains. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with light snow today, a dusting up to 2 inches possible, with highs in the mid-30s. Snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with flurries and snow showers today, perhaps as much as an inch or two in the Catskills, with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with light snow today, dusting up to 2 inches possible, with highs in the mid-30s. Snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy, flurries, and snow showers today, dusting possible in spots, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few snow showers. A few snow showers also on Thursday. Highs both days in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy Saturday, rain or snow showers, upper 30s. Rain showers possible Sunday in the mid-40s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.